This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A Birmingham abortion clinic was ordered closed last year. It had problems with medical licenses, staff training, and medication errors so egregious that several women were harmed, including one placed in intensive care and others suffering overdoses. A judge's order issued Thursday has ordered the New Woman All Women abortion business closed, though it has been operating illegally without a license over a year. On Monday, its owner will face Judge Joseph Buhacker on accusations she operated her business illegally. Democrats are signing on to sponsor congressional legislation to take away the power of the Independent Payment Advisory Board. The powers granted the board led them to being called death panels. This is Life News Radio. After facing the reality of abortion, the next thing to face is that there are millions of women, men also, with an abortion in their past who need and deserve love. Yes, love and healing after an abortion. If you or someone you love is hurting after abortion, call 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. Facebook has removed a Facebook page that defamed God and life in a particularly profane way. If you contemplate for a moment what Jesus, or for that matter, what his mother thinks about abortion here on earth, it's easy to understand why Christians pestered Facebook about this particularly offensive webpage. It was a pro-abortion website built around the solitary idea that Jesus' mother should have had an abortion. That page is gone now, and all we are left with is a sense of how heaven convulses at the loss of a child. For pro-life headlines, delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.